story that the Torah managed to Yud Zayin Sivan Tashin Pei Dalet Rav Binyamin Aaron Train.
Today, Be'ez Hashem, we'll just go through quickly the Hilchos Tfilas HaDerech. The first halacha in Hilchos Tfilas HaDerech, which I don't know if it's widely known, but the Loshon of Tfilas HaDerech is said B'Loshon Rabbim. Shetoylecheinu L'Sholem, Tzatzideinu L'Sholem, Sadricheinu L'Sholem. It's a Loshon Rabbim. There's one word in Tfilas HaDerech which is meant to be said B'Tfilas Loshon Yochid. Most Sidurim have it got printed in Loshon Rabbim. There's one, I think I've found one Siddur, I think, which they printed it Beloshen Yochid. That word is V'sitneini L'chein or L'chesed. V'sitneini, that's meant to be Beloshen Yochid. And the Makoir of saying V'sitneini Beloshen Yochid is Sefer HaKona. Now Sefer HaKona, I think, is the besides the Sefer Yetzirah which Adam HaRishon made, the Sefer HaKona is one of the earliest Kabbalahs for him, written by Reb Nechunya ben HaKona, before Zohar HaKadosh, I think it is. So the word the Sitneini met say Beloshen Yochid. Yeah, if you have a look in the Art Scroll Siddur, is they've got it the Sitneinu, and they've got at the bottom V'sitneini Mogen Avraham. Yeah, so that's what the Mishabura says. You're meant to say just that word Beloshen Yochid, and you carry it on all Beloshen Rabbim. Yeah, just that word. What? Apikabola. Sefer HaKona. Why? What's the reason I've done it? But otherwise, every tefillah which is a kvur dika tefillah, you say beloshen rabbim. Now what's another shaila? If you are traveling, if you're saying tefillah derech traveling, do you have to stop? Do you have to stand while you're saying Tfilas HaDerech? The lechatchila shebelechatchila is that you have to be standing and stationary while you're saying Tfilas HaDerech. But if it's not possible, then you can say it walking, moving, sitting. But the Mishbura says that lechatchila, we're talking about you're on a wagon. Yeah? Nowadays you'll be in a car or you'll be in a train. So a train you can't stop. A car, the Mishabura, I mean, it's not speaking about a car, it's speaking about a wagon. He says lechatchila, you should stop the wagon. And say Tfilas HaDerech, because Rochuv Kemahalach Domi, if you're riding, it's like Ili you're walking. And when you're saying Tfilas HaDerech, you should be stationary. So Mamela, you should stop the car. If it's always possible to stop the car, I'm not sure. Yeah? Amol, you can go into a service station. Yeah, I think I've worked out. If you travel to Gateshead, the first service station on the way, there you can already say Tfilas HaDerech. I don't know what the thing, I don't know what it's called. Birch. What? Birch. Oh, Birch service station. You can already say Tfilas HaDerech. You mechutz le'ir, And you can say Tfilas HaDerech. So if it's not going to be matrid you, it's not going to disturb you, some people, I mean, it can, you know, you're trying to get to your destination, and now you have to go into a service station and take you at least 5-10 minutes to get in and out, and you're trying to get to your destination, and you'll be disturbed, then you're not mechuyev. Or but the chatzchila, you should stop your car and say Tfilas HaDerech. But you're not mechuyev to get out of your car. Okay, even though lechatzchila you should be standing while you're saying Tfilas HaDerech, but you're not mechuyev to get out and in, because getting out and in, that's already a tirda you're not mechuyev to do. But if it's possible, you should stop the car and say Tfilas HaDerech. Now, if you're traveling with a train, yeah, for Shteitzach, a train you cannot stop. Yeah, but it can be negeya on the train as well. Let's say you're going to London. London's not mamish negeya, but let's say. From here to Stockport, it's within town. It's totally built up. From Manchester to Stockport, it's totally built up. You can't say Tfilas HaDerech. So let's say after Stockport, you'll have a station which you haven't travelled yet 4 kilometres out of town, and you'll be able to say Tfilas HaDerech while the train is stopped at the station, then you can say Tfilas HaDerech. So then it'll be lechatchila dikar Tfilas HaDerech. Now, can you stand up on the train? It depends. Depends what if it'll disturb you to stand up on the train, then you're not mechuyev. And if it won't, then you should be standing up to be able to say Tfilas HaDerech.
You're out to the corridor.
Yeah, you can stay in the corridor, but if let's say the train's moving and standing in the corridor and you have to hold on that you sway with the train, yeah, that it'll depend. It'll depend on the matter. If it'll disturb you then you don't have to. But if not, then say Tfilas HaDerech standing, if it's possible. Another important point, which is very negeya, that Tfilas HaDerech is a brocha, finishes off Baruch Ato Hashem Shemei Tfilah. We know that every bracha, to be able to be called a bracha, it has to be Shema Malchus. Yeah? It has to have Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. And here, Tfilas HaDerech does not have Shema Malchus. There's another two brachas that we say every day, which don't start with Shema Malchus. The one that everybody knows, Elokeinu Shema. The second one is Ato Ad Sheloi Nivra Ha'olam, Nusach Ashkenaz finish off Baruch Ato Hashem. In Nusach Sfad, some Tzedurim don't finish off Baruch Ato Hashem, but Nusach Ashkenaz finishes off Baruch Ato Hashem. So this has got no Shema Malchus. So Asher Yotza, everybody knows. Yeah, it depends on which city you take out. As if you take out an art scroll siddur, it's still printed like the old siddurim were, that it's Asher Yotza comes after Birchus, not Asher Elokeinu Shema comes after Birchus HaTorah. But if the other siddurim, they've already printed Elokeinu Shema after Asher Yotza. The reason for this is because Tosfos asks the kasha, why does Elokeinu Shema not start, how can you say Elokeinu Shema? What it has to start with a Baruch, with Shema Malchus. So Tosfos says, because a Brocha, which is only Hoidor ba'alma or a tefillah ba'alma does not have to start, does not need Shema Malchus, it doesn't have to start with a Baruch. So Meila Toysa says four brachas. Toysa's got four brachas. The kind of Shema, Tefillas HaDerech, Ato Ad Shelenivra Olam, and there's one bracha you don't make in England. That's Birchas Hoidor ala Gashomim. That if you're waiting for it to rain on your field, and the rain comes down, you say a birchas hador. Here it's not negeah, but those four brachas have not got Shema Malchus. Tosafos says called the hador ba'alma and the tula ba'alma you don't need to, but there is a shita in Rishonim which the Rishonim hold that really it does need Shema Malchus. And Mamela, if it needs Shema Malchus, so that you have to make it into a brocha hasmucha lechavata. Now, what is a brocha hasmucha lechavata? So, if you're going to say it close to another brocha, let's say you say alekai neshama, you say it close to Ashiyotza. Atwash lenivro olam hasn't got a solution. Yeah, because you've got the whole loylam yehiodam, yirotzin in between. Yeah, there's no solution for it. Some say that it's got malchus. Some rishonim say because ato achlo nivra olam is malchus. You are saying that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the melech olam. So mamele it doesn't need malchus. Yeah, so that's one teretz in rishonim. But we. That is Malchus, could be. But now the steer in Shulchan Aruch. When it comes to the Kain Neshama, Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't have to be Brochas Mucha Lechavata, and the Mishaburah says it depends on your minik. Some have got the minik to say it, Smucha to Ashiyotza, some don't have the minik. It depends on your minik. When it comes to Tfilas HaDerech, The Mechaber paskens that Tfilas HaDerech has to be smucha lechavata. And it brings down a Meram Rottenberg. A Meram Rottenberg, when he traveled in the morning, so after he finished Hagoyim Lechasodim Tovim L'Amo Yisrael, he said Tfilas HaDerech. So the Mechaber paskens that Tfilas HaDerech has to be smucha. And Mishbrura says also, B'di'eved, if you can't make it smucha lechavata, what's the mishbrus? Mishbrus gone eitzer. If you're traveling middle of the day, so you can be hoylech letzrochov, and you say ashiyotza, and then you'll say tefillas haderech. So he says, if the people on your wagon that don't want to wait for you till you get off the wagon and it's letzrochov, then. And you've got nothing to eat or drink, then b'di'eved you can say it when it's not smucha. But otherwise, Mishabura says you have to be makbid to say tefillas haderech smucha lechavata, to brocha smucha lechavata. So how do you make a brocha smucha lechavata? So you make a brocha smucha. So if you eat something, if you just make a shakel nebedvoroi. You haven't solved the problem, because after you make a shahak nebedvoroi, you drink something, that the drinking is already a hefsik. So it won't be a brocha smucha lechavata. So what do you need? You have to make sure that you get a boir in the foshes. Now, a boir in the foshes, it will be called a brocha hasmucha lechavata. Now it's a chiddush that boir in the foshes are called brocha smucha lechavata. Of Mishbur Paskin, boir in the foshes is enough. Because boir in the foshes does not finish off Baruch Ato Hashem. It finishes off Baruch Hei Hu Elomim. Yeah? And the Felohocha is called a brocha smucha lechavata. The reason is the Pshem Zalman speaks about it, why is it called a brocha smucha lechavata? Or a boir in the foshes will be called a brocha smucha lechavata. So that's the halachas of that you have to be masmechit. But the eved, you can, if you got no other eitzah, that's basically what Mishbura says, no other eitzah, you can say it even if it's not smucha lechavata. Now there's This is the main shaila of Tfilas HaDerech. Everybody knows that how far do you have to travel to be able to say Tfilas HaDerech? And when can you say Tfilas HaDerech? When can I start, can I already say now Tfilas HaDerech? Or, if I'm I've decided to travel, so Shachris, can I say Tfilas HaDerech? Or when I jump into the car to, when I leave my house, can I say Tfilas HaDerech? When can you say Tfilas HaDerech? So we Paskan, as you can only say Tfilas HaDerech, Le'acha Shehichzik Baderech. Once you've started on the way. Now, when is it called on the way? Yeah, if you're in London, you can travel. You can travel 3/4 of an hour till you arrive at the motorway. Yeah, and even if you then you might not be mechutz le'ir. Yeah, so when is it called hichzik baderech? Hichzik baderech is if you're 70 amas out of town. Past the last house of the town, then you are called a hichzik baderech. Before that, you cannot say tefillas haderech. If you did say tefillas haderech, b'dieved you're a yotze, because the Taz holds, once you start traveling, you can say tefillas haderech. But the halacha, we paskan that you shouldn't be saying tefillas haderech, only once you're out 70 amas out of town. Now, 70 amas out of town is not that much. I think it is something like 35 meters or less. 70 amas, yeah, it's about 35. But yeah, I think 35 meters out of town. Yeah, it's not that far. So the Chiyuv Tfilas HaDerech starts a lot earlier than you think.
What?
Oh, so if you're going to Gateshead, I worked out by the first service station, you can say Tfilas HaDerech. And you're going to London, I think after Manchester Airport, then you can already say Tfilas HaDerech.
The airport is
connected to Manchester, all the way it's connected. After the airport, I think it's there.
Wait till you get on a plane.
Oh, when you're flying from Manchester Airport. So as long as your plane is still sitting on the runway, then you're still in town. Yeah, because it's all surrounded. Yeah, there's fences around it. You're still in town. Yeah. So once the plane lifts up in the air, yeah, Mamash, as it lifts up in the air, you say Tfilas HaDerech.
Not whilst it's running on the runway.
When it's really running
on the runway and finish off as it's
going to danger. Yeah. Oh yeah, so someone to say that Once it's going at no, taxiing is not enough. Has to be at the highest speed just before the takeoff. Yeah, so that point is a point of non-return. You have to fly. Yeah, if it stops there, as Rahman al-Islam, what will happen? So some say that mamish that point. Some say just as it lifts up, then you say Tfilas HaDerech.
But not from here to the airport.
No, here to the airport you don't say Tfilas HaDerech. Yeah. So just as lifting up, then that be mamish. You know, as it. Yeah, you have to keep. It's not when the seatbelt sign goes on. Yeah, it's as it lifts up, then it. What?
There's a point called V2, which is where there's a point of no return, which is about 2 or 3 seconds before takeoff.
Ah, okay, right.
That's the point of no return.
Right. So then you can already start. Right. Oh, so the. So for that you need a hichzik baderech. Now the another halacha, that the halacha that the halacha of a parso, in Gemara says that the halacha of a parso for Hilchus Tfilas Haderech. So the home on a parso is Dalad Mil. Dalad Mil is, in our language, is 4 kilometers. So Lemaynaf Gemina, this parso. So the Machlekes Rishonim. Rashi says, Tfilas Haderech can only be said within the first parso. After the first parso, you cannot say Tfilas Haderech anymore. After the first 4 kilometers, you can't say Tfilas Haderech. So there are more paskins in Shulchan Aruch, the Chatchila, like Rashi, and within the first parso, you should be saying Tfilas Haderech. And so if you travel, if you're flying, if you to miss the first parso according to Rashi, is you're talking about, I don't know how fast the plane travels, but you're certainly, you're missing seconds. What? A parso, the Mishaburu paskins in distance, not in time. Yeah, there is those which say it's time, but Mishaburu paskins distance, and Rav Osna in Shevet HaLevi says, as those who say time, He doesn't understand them, and it's kneged, he says it's kneged most poiskim, and it's distance. So traveling on, flying with a plane, distance, you haven't got, to be yoitzer the lechatchila of Rashi, you have to be mamish on the spot. Yeah, you can't, you know, I'll do it a bit later. Once you do it a bit later, you've missed Rashi. There's also Rabbeinu Yonah which said he can say it later, but he says just like when before you eat, you have to make the bracha before you eat. So you have to make the bracha before you travel, and before you've traveled the parso, it's not called like you've traveled yet. Yeah, because so mamela, you should be saying it within the first parso, according to Rashi and according to Ben Yonah. That's how we paskin. That's how we paskin lechatchila. Now there's another halacha. The Rosh paskins that this halacha of a parso is negea. That you have to travel a parso. If you're not traveling 4 kilometers, then you cannot say Tfilas Haderech. Now, to be able to say Tfilas Haderech and travel, that you're traveling a parso, so what's the reason that Pochus me parso, less than a parso, you don't say Tfilas Haderech, and a parso you do say? Because Pachos Meparso, you're close to the town. Close to the town is not a mokum sakona, because the robbers, the gangsters, and they didn't operate close to the town. They only operated further away from the town. So within the parts of the town, it wasn't a mokum sakona. Chazal weren't mesakane. So, but a parso away from the town is already a mokum sakona, and Chazal will mesaken tfilas haderech. Yeah, so come to chois that what pochus me parso, that means 0.99 of a parso, no tfilas haderech. A whole parso is already become a mokum sakona. That mashu has become a mokum sakona, and you can say tfilas haderech. Oh, so now the common shaila is, yeah, that's if you, so I've left my town and I've gone a parso 4 kilometers out of my town. I'm traveling on the motorway. If you look on the sides of the motorway, within 4 parso, yeah, maybe with, in the stomach you can't even see it, within maybe nowadays on the machines you can't check it, but within two kilometers, I don't know if there's another town on or houses there within the on the side of the motorway. Maybe there is. Or let's say you're going up a mountain. Yeah. So if you go up a mountain, you don't usually go up a mountain straight. Yeah. So how do you get up a mountain? You go round and round, and that's how you get up to the mountain. So as you're traveling up the mountain, I mean, you're walking up the mountain, or you can be going by car, yeah, wherever, is, so that part, the, let's say that, yeah, you're going round the middle of the mountain, so that is less than 4 kilometers than the bottom of the mountain, where the city is at the bottom of the mountain. So I'm traveling now a parsa within, close to a town, but I've traveled, Lemaisa, I've traveled the whole parsa. So,
as the crow flies.
What?
As the crow flies.
Oh, as the crow flies, it's a lot less, but Lemaisa, in distance that I've traveled the parsa. Or going along a motorway. So what is the shaila? The shaila is it now a takonas chazal that it has to, that a parasol is the distance? If I travel a parasol, I have to say to the sederech, or it has to be a mokum which it can be a sakona. So mamela, I don't have to say to the sederech. That is the shaila. Now maisa on this shaila, the alocha blives a sorech ian, and he doesn't say. He's, the bealocha is very mitzada that he should be saying tefillas haderech. So Rav Ozna in Shevet Halevi says that if you're traveling on a motorway, then even if you've got cities, you've left your town, and even if you've got cities within 4 parsa of the motorway, you can't say tefillas haderech. Now, he's got 2 reasons for it. One reason is, he says, the pashtus, that the bealocha's got a sofik, the pashtus is that the poskim say, if you've traveled a parsa, you've left your city, and you've traveled a parsa outside your city, you can make to this derech. They don't tell you, check if it's within 4 parsa of the other city. The poskim pashtus just say, a parsa. Secondly, that's, he says, as really, what's sakona nowadays? There's listim on the roads. Yeah, I mean most places there's no listim. Yeah, if the place that there will be a listim will be within town. Yeah, where they I think it's called carjacking. Yeah, when people stop by traffic lights and the thing, it's within town in the not. The not good neighbourhoods. That's where you find it. You won't find it on the motorway. So what is sakona? The sakona is accidents, Rahman al-Islam, which that can happen on the motorway. But accidents can also happen in town as well. Yeah. So the same sakona which is on the motorways is negeir in town as well. Now Dr. Vosner, the Meiser, Chaznish also says in the Meiser, there weren't masakim tefillas haderech within town. But once you've left town, you're called already bederech, and now it is the same sakona, a parsa away from town and a parsa within town. So Meila Rav Ozna says, if you're traveling along a motorway and you've left your town, you can say tefillas haderech, even if you've got within four mil, you've got cities on the side. You can say to the Saderech without any problems. Now this is another important halacha. If you've left town and now you've gone back into, let's say Manchester and Stockport would be separated. Let's say so, and let's say there's no parasol in between Manchester and Stockport. There's no break. Let's say there's only a break of 2,000 amas in between Manchester and Stockport. And so you've left Manchester, and you'll arrive by Stockport station. The Stockport is, you're in town now. So if you're in town, can you say Tvilis Derech? Yes, you can say Tvilis Derech. Even if you're in town, but my plan is to travel a parsa today, once I'm hichsik bederech, I've left my town, I can now already say tefillas haderech, even if now I'm in town, there's no problem. Now this is also very negay lemaisa. The Mishbrura says, let's say I'm traveling to Antwerp. So how do I travel to Antwerp? Let's say I go down to London, and from London I take a car from London to Antwerp through the Channel Tunnel. And so overnight I stay in London. Yeah. So today I go from Manchester to London. Tomorrow I'll go from London to Antwerp. And overnight I'm staying in London. So zokta mishabura, a very very important halacha. So usually you have to leave city to be able to say tefillas haderech. But here it's be'etzem one journey. Manchester to Antwerp is one journey. Just I'm stopping off on the way for overnight. So Zokta Mishabura, once I leave my house in London to travel to Antwerp, I'm still, let's say I'm on Golders Green Road now. Yeah, I'm still in the city. I can already say Tfilas HaDerech. Now the emes is, once you leave your front door or the hotel, wherever you are, say Tfilas HaDerech. Because now you can say Tfilas HaDerech standing, you can say Tfilas HaDerech, you're not traveling. It's the best time to say Tfilas HaDerech if you're staying overnight, and on the way, you can already say Tfilas HaDerech. Once Heich Nat my lotzis. I left, that was yesterday. Every day has got new chiyuv tefillas haderech. That's the Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav. Yeah, he's choshev shel pichodesh. But Mishnah Brura paskens that I'm not even sure. I think the Shulchan Aruch Rav, could be the Shulchan Aruch Rav is not talking about if you stop overnight in a different place. Yes. Even stop overnight at a different place?
When it's on one journey, then
you don't say it with the Shem Malchus. Could be. No, I think Shulchan Aruch Rav holds that even if you stop overnight. Yeah? Oh, so then the Shaar Tshuva says that you should say Tfilas HaDerech every day without Shem Malchus. Well, Malchus then went on the game without Shem. No Malchus.